Well, why don't we stand in prayer and get ready right at that time. All right, a prayer again for this month comes from Psalm 50, verses 5 through 6. Our Father, gather your saints together unto yourself, those that have made a covenant with you by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, declaring unto us that thou, O God, art judge alone. Psalm of Praise is 135, which is on the first of your loose leaf. I've just started putting them in there for now until we get stuff a little. That way we don't got three books bouncing around.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord's name. Give praise his servants, praise ye God, who stand in God's house in the courts of our God.
Second part of 119 in our rotation of singing from Psalm 119. And so this is the Hebrew letter Beth, so Psalm 119, part 2. I'm saying this extra because those who follow along who are not with us that have our psalm book now have asked me to announce it more than once. So I'll do that a few times before I stop. Psalm 119, part 2, which is Beth, the Hebrew letter Beth. To the tune of Evan, we usually use Psalm 2 for this.
By what he shall a young man learn his way to purify? If he according to thy word there to attentive be, unfeignedly dark, thy statutes teach thou me. The judgments of thy mouth each one, my lips declare it well. More joy thy testimonies weigh than riches all me gave. I will thy holy precepts make my meditation, and carefully I'll have respect unto thy ways each one. Upon thy statutes my delight shall constantly be set, and by thy grace I never will thy holy word forget.
There's a good prayer. Everybody could have an honor. Go to Psalm 17b in our Come song book. Psalm 17b, which is from the regular 1650 Scottish metrical song book. As the apple of thy eye me keep, in thy wing shade me close. From lewd oppressors compassing me round as deadly foes. In their own path they are in front, their mouth speaks loftily. Our steps they compass down to ground, down bowing set their eyes. He like unto a lion is that free of his prey, or lion young which lurking doth in secret place this day. Arise and disappoint my foes and cast him down, O Lord. My soul saved from the wicked man, the man which is thy sword. From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from worldly men me save, which only in this present life their part and portion have. Whose daily with thy treasure hit thou fills thy children have. In plenty of their goods the rest they to their children leave. But as for me, I thine own face in righteousness will see. And with thy likeness when I wake, I satisfied shall be. But as for me, I thine own face in righteousness will see. And with thy likeness when I wake, I satisfied shall be. There's pretty much the hope of a Christian. The non-believer leave his children all of his stuff, and that's a good thing. But we have the benefit of having hope in seeing the face of God and waking with his likeness in the resurrection. That's the hope of the gospel right there. So, all the way back in Psalm 17, how God figured it all out. Okay. Our Old Testament lesson from our King James Bible. Have your King James Bible available. Comes from Leviticus chapter 27, which deals entirely with vows to God and promises. Leviticus chapter 27. And our New Testament lesson is going to come from Hebrews chapter 10, which also deals with the everlasting covenant. And so I'll point out before we read Leviticus 27 how important it is that God wants the things that we devote and dedicate to him. That is the lesson in this text. How important it is for holy things to be holy, and how important it is for God to have what's been given to him. So we'll keep that. that in mind while we go through Leviticus chapter 27, starting in verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When a man shall make a singular vow, the person shall be for the Lord by thy estimation.
And thy estimation shall be of the males from 20 years old, even unto 60 years old. Even thy estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary.
And if it be a female, then thy estimation shall be 30 shekels.
And if it be from 5 years old, even unto 20 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 20 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels.
And if it be from a month old, even unto 5 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 5 shekels of silver, and for the female thy estimation shall be 3 shekels of silver.
And if it be from 60 years old and above, and if it be a male, then thy estimation shall be 15 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels.
But if he be poorer than thy estimation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall value him according to his ability, and how shall the priest value him.
And if it be a beast whereof men bring an offering unto the Lord, all that any man giveth of such unto the Lord shall be holy.
He shall not alter it, nor change it, a good or a bad, or a bad for a good. And if he shall all change a beast for beast, then it in all exchange thereof shall be holy.
And if it be any unclean beast, of which they do not offer a sacrifice unto the Lord, then he shall present the beast before the priest.
And the priest shall value it, whether it be good or bad, as thou valuest it, who art the priest, so shall it be.
But if he will at all redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part thereof unto thy estimation.
And when a man shall sanctify his house to be holy unto the Lord, then the priest shall estimate it, whether it be good or bad, as the priest shall estimate it, so shall it stand.
And if he that sanctified it will redeem his house, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of thy estimation unto it, and it shall be his.
And if a man shall sanctify unto the Lord some part of the field of his possession, then thy estimation shall be according to the seed thereof, a homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver.
If he sanctify his field from the year of Jubilee according to thy estimation, it shall stand.
But if he sanctify his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon unto him the money according to the years that remain, even unto the year of Jubilee, and it shall be abated from thy estimation.
And if he that sanctifieth the field will in any wise redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part of the money of thy estimation unto it, and it shall be assured unto him.
And if he will not redeem the field, or if he hath sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed any more.
But the field, when it goes out in the Jubilee, shall be holy unto the Lord, as a field devoted, the possession thereof shall be the priest's.
And if a man sanctify unto the Lord a field which he hath bought, which is not the field of his possession,
then the priest shall reckon unto him the worth of thy estimation, even unto the year of the Jubilee. And he shall give thine estimation in the day as a holy thing unto the Lord.
In the year of Jubilee, the field shall return unto him of whom it was bought, even to him to whom the possession of the land did belong.
And all thy estimation shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs. Shall be the shekel.
Only the firstling of the beast, which shall be the Lord's firstling, no man shall sanctify it, whether it be ox or sheep, it is the Lord's.
And if it be of an unclean beast, then he shall redeem it according to thine estimation, and shall add a fifth part of it thereto. Or if it be not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to thy estimation.
Notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote unto the Lord of all that he hath, both of man and beast, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy unto the Lord.
None devoted which shall be devoted of men shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death.
and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's, it is holy unto the Lord.
And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereto a fifth part thereof.
And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord.
He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed.
These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel from Mount Sinai.
Hebrews chapter 10 next, but I'll also go back and just touch on that for a minute to make sure the lesson sticks. There's rules that God has imposed in vowing and devoting things and covenanting with Him and making promises to Him. And some of those things you can see there's disallowed changes, and some of those things there are allowed changes. And when things are changed in a certain way, God says you add a fifth part thereof, meaning the fifth of the value of whatever the thing is that you have taken back or are not going to give the Lord of what you've devoted. And so it puts a higher estimation of value upon whatever that thing is. And so there's a series of estimations of values that are given to everything of a general sense. And then a fifth part of that is then added to it whenever those things have to happen, whether it's a thing wholly devoted or whether it's a thing that is promised to God. And so very much so what I think should be considered in our discussions of covenantalism, and why I brought this lesson up out of the Old Testament, out of a book we probably not read out of very often, and a chapter you hardly hear from, is that the high value God places upon things devoted to Him, the high value God has upon what we give Him. And so I think that's the importance of what I want to point out. So by now you should be in Hebrews 10. Pretty heavy chapter. Hebrews 10, verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect.
For then there would not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have no conscience of sin.
But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again, made of sin, every year.
For it is not possible that the blood of the whole goat should take away sins.
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me.
In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure.
Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of a book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God.
Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not, neither have pleasure therein, which are offered by the law.
Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second.
By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins.
But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice to sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God,
from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool.
For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before,
this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds I write them.
And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Now where the remission of iniquities, there is no more offering for sin.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus,
by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh.
And having a high priest over the household of God,
let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works,
not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching.
For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins.
But a certain fearful looking for of judgment, and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries.
He that has died Moses' law, died without mercy, under two or three witnesses.
Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who has trodden under foot the Son of God, and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace.
For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people.
It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions.
Partly, whilst ye were made a gazing stock by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used.
For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and truer substance.
Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward.
For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry.
Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. You may be seated. Stand and we're going to sing Psalm 65. Should have a lot of resident thought on what we have studied today. Psalm 65. Let's give a hum out for this.
Our prayer, thine answer doth express.
Of Zechariah's prophecy from Luke 1, 67 through 80. We'll do the responsive reading, and we're going to close with the Apostles' Creed and prayer. Then Zacharias, the father of John, who is called the Baptist, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying,
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up the horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David.
And he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began,
that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us,
to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant.
The oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
And the child John was called the prophet of the highest, and he went before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways,
to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God.
Whereby the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. On the back of our Combs book, we have the Apostles' Creed, which has been used for 1,900 years by the Christian Church in one form or another. Given we have the extended version of it, this is the most original, has a few statements missing from what we use. It's a simple admission to the beliefs of the Christian faith that have pretty much ever been. So, if we will, we'll all say it together.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into death. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, a holy called out community, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the flesh, and life everlasting. Amen.
Brother Roger, would you mind closing us in prayer today?
Father, I would thank you for this time that we spent together here in a good message. And we appreciate your verses, your scriptures, that we can look at them, rely upon them, and learn on how we're supposed to be doing. We ask you, Father, to join with us throughout the rest of this day. Guide, guard, and direct us in all that we do. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.